in a big, bigger city.
Well, you don't live in a big city, do you?
Jackie, Daddy did.
Does.
One time.
Yeah.
When him walking and go to the office, I need to pay the bill and got the bill done.
Did you?
And who got one, and her friend too. Her daddy got one and him free him.
Okay.
Them both free him. Jackie and her daddy both, them both free him.
Just to put in context, who is Jackie?
Jackie, my baby.
Right, okay. And you are how old?
5.
You're 5 years
and
of age.
So not when I suck off today, so we're not even born today.
I never even knew that. When's her birthday? What month?
I don't have a candle because Mommy didn't get me one.
Right, well, that's
Mommy had a load of candles and said, look out one for another day.
Yeah. Things like that are easily resolved, aren't they?
Hold on, I made the triangle. Road.
Wow, that's easily road. Distracted.
Look.
You're a crazy woman.
Bump.
And how was your day today in school?
Not good. Yes, it is good.
What did you do today? Did you learn things? Were you doing reading? Is that a difficult question?
I don't really do that because I can't remember.
That's...
I'm going colouring in and...
Colouring... I like colouring in, coincidentally.
I finished all of that.
And what colours did you use today?
Grey.
Yeah.
Pink. The pinky. A pinky colour. A pink. And a light pink and a dark pink and a orange.
Okay, I was a bit unsure. Yeah, I was unsure when I heard the grey first, but I'm warming
yellow.
To you now. Yep, pinks, yellows, orange.
Red.
Excuse me.
And I think I can't remember the other colour.
Were these
green?
I like green. Green.
I think I didn't do it. And I can't remember.
And can I ask you a follow-up question?
Yeah.
Were these colours were they crayon or pencil or
crayon?
They were crayons.
Not really, because somebody gave me one.
I'm not following this part.
Gray.
Oh.
See that? Give me gray. Who gave one to his siblings and me.
Well, that was nice for her to share. But grey wouldn't be my favourite colour.
No, it did. No, it was something to you for something. Like the Riding Hood, and somebody in him, her little Rani, and that way you need to call. I think it's a fox. I don't know.
Boy, what colours are foxes normally?
More brown or some them grey. I don't know what them called. Some people do them brown.
It could have been a cat.
No.
It could have been a...
No, it's a big and it had big teeth. Big pointy teeth.
Oh. It could have been a wolf.
Yes, it is a wolf.
Well, then they might be grey.
Yeah, that oil needs grey.
That's surprising that because you're 5, and I would not have expected that the school would have given you a grey, well, a fox to colour in. Not a fox, did I say a fox? No, not a fox, a wolf.
No, it's a picture in a book and I coloured it in and the Riding Hood.
Oh, I see. It was Little Red Riding Hood.
Yeah, and I called that and the wolf.
This is becoming perfectly clear now. I now understand why you are colouring in a picture with a wolf in it. That would have been the big bad wolf.
Yeah. Him said, him in the bed, nobody bed. No one too little right and said, I going to eat you. And then the little riding mother free him. And the fit man run to the house. Look for the fit man looking for a wolf, and then he got him.
This is probably one of the better stories that I've heard.
That in my foster outline that.
This is a revelation.
Nicola, that why a teacher's sick.
She was sick again? Was she out last night?
No.
Oh.
Come back that Monday.
Oh, fair enough. Right. I understand now.
Dad?
Yes, Princess.
The little hand bag and the big hand nearly at 20 to 1. That means nearly 21 in the morning.
That is extremely late. If you're reading it like that, but the big hand is at 10,
yeah.
The little hand is at 8, and that means it's 10 minutes to 8 o'clock.
It's not really pointing to that 1 and 1, what 1 and 1 means.
That's 11, that means 5 minutes.
12, 13, 14, 19, 20.
Hey, do you think because it's nearly 20 to 1 or 10 to 8 that I should read you a story?
1.
Princess?
I think it's 20 to 1.
Let's try not to politicians' question time.
Talking.
Well, that's one part of it. But do you think that I should read you a story? A poem?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. For bedtime?
Yeah.
Okay, right. So this one, excuse me, is called The Harp. Daddy? Yes, Princess. We may never get there.
That body over there.
Yeah, you want that one?
Yeah.
Sure. Let's have some of that.
That may.
Yeah, well, put her down there beside you and let's see what happens.
That's a sick awful. That's a...
Okay, are you ready now? Are you sure? Because this could take a long time from when you really say that you are ready and then that you aren't.
Yeah.
You're ready now, okay. So this is bedtime poem for Ella.
Yes, Ella's on ready to go to Dublin.
And Dad is here as well. Excuse me, I have a thing that I'm extremely healthy at the back of it all. And May, and baby May, yeah. This
Daddy.
Right, okay, well, I should try and read. Hey, Mince Meathead, I should try and read something to you.
Yeah.
And you should try and sleep, and that necklace should go beside your bed locker. There you go. So it's there anymore. Hey, no goofing. Good night, I love you.
Good night, I love you.
Okay. Are you ready for the poem? Yeah, one poem and then I'm going. Okay.
You already read the other poem.
I haven't read anything just yet. I'm still trying to. This. That would be a very logic statement on your behalf.
Hey, by the way.
Right, you see, you're still talking. And I've got a very long finger that is good for tickling. Do you want to sleep?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Sleep, goofing head.
Me.
Okay, sleep at time.
Good.
Touch your finger. Boom. Right, good night. Okay. The harp that once through Tara's halls. That's right, I've read that right. The harp that once through Tara's halls. This is by Thomas Moore, 1779 to 1852.
Dad?
Yes, Rabbit.
I need some toilet.
This is unbelievable, Jeff. You, of course, Ella, need to go to the toilet. Okay, one moment, pause. Right, we're going for this. So, the harp that once through Tara's halls. The harp that once through Tara's halls, the soul of music shed, now stands as mute on Tara's walls, as if that soul were fled. So sleeps the pride of former days, so glory's trill is o'er, and hearts that once beat high for praise now feel that pulse no more. No more to chiefs and ladies bright the harp of Tara swells, the chord alone that breaks at night its tale of ruin tells. Does freedom now so seldom wakes, the only throb she gives is when some heart indignant breaks to show that she still lives. That's actually quite good. That's by Thomas Moore. We go one more. This one is called As Slow Our Ship, and it is also by Thomas Moore, 1779 to 1852. As Slow Our Ships.
Dad?
Yes, Rabbit?
Mommy made me a copy book of paper.
I could not tell you, did she?
Yeah, when you're on the phone.
That was very nice for her.
And I can be the ship I'm cooking. And then I can write out the order with some people. I know how maybe I do or maybe I don't lie for him.
Yeah.
I don't know any tricks.
Okay.
It's going to be 10 food actually from my kitchen.
I, like a recipe book?
Yeah.
I entirely understand. You're an extremely logic lady.
And then I can write them with my pen.
Okay, final poem before I go. Okay? One more. This is the last one.
About three more.
No, one more, because this is a slightly longer one. All right? Don't do that to your dad.
You like when I do that.
Okay, I prefer when you go to sleep and wake up in the morning and your brains are trying to get out your ears instead, princess. Right, that's slow. What are you, a duck? Seriously, come on, man. Let's try with this. This, wish now. No goofing, man. As slow our ship. Excuse me, I have a thing and we don't edit these.
Yeah.
As slow our ship, her foamy track. Sorry, slightly dark. I'll try that again. As slow our ship, her foamy track against the wind was cleaving. Her trembling pennant still looked back to that dear isle 'twas leaving. So load we part from all we love, from all the links that bind us. So turn our hearts as on we rove to those we've left behind us. When round the bowl of vanished years, we talk with joyous seeming, with smiles that might as well be tears, so faint, so sad they're beaming. While memory brings us back again, each early tie that twined us. Oh, sweet's the cup that circles then to those we've left behind us. And when on other climes we meet some isle or vale enchanting, where all looks flowery, wild and sweet, and naught but love is wanting. We'd think how great had been our bliss if heaven had but assigned us to live and die in scenes like this with some we've left behind us. As travellers oft look back at eve, when eastward darkly going, to gaze upon that light they leave, still faint behind them glowing. So when the close of pleasure's day to gloom had near consigned us, we turn to catch one fading ray of joy that's left behind us. That's Thomas Moore, 1779 to 1852. Yeah. And that is that. Kolosov, Yehovah, Slanok's back.